From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the economy adds far fewer jobs than expected last month. We'll take a look at what's behind today's dreary report.
But first, six New Jersey residents have filed a federal lawsuit against Governor Chris Christie and others, saying that when his aides closed a bridge for political payback, as described in released emails, it hurt their businesses. They're trying to make it a class action lawsuit. Meanwhile, the wait continues for any more shoes to drop. New Jersey legislators are set to release over 900 pages of documents that may shed more light on why the George Washington Bridge lanes were closed, and who knew. Governor Christie said yesterday repeatedly that he didn't have anything to do with it and that he fired a top aide. Kate Zernicki is a reporter for the New York Times. She's been following all of this. And Kate, first of all, those documents were supposed to be released earlier this morning, 9:30, hours ago. They haven't been. Of course, that builds some suspense and suspicion about what might be in the documents. Do we know why they haven't been released yet?
Well, I think actually 9:30 was probably my estimate, but they were also supposed to be released yesterday afternoon. I think, honestly, it's just a matter of a technical issue. They can't get them all online. I know that was the issue yesterday afternoon, and I'm guessing that's still the issue today.
Over 900 documents, so that's a lot to work with. But
yes. What
has been yesterday? We spoke with you, and the assessment seemed to be that in a two-hour press conference laced with apologies, that Governor Christie might have handled it well. But as the dust has settled, what is the thinking today?
Well, I think as the dust has settled, there are still questions outstanding. You know, how could the governor, if he didn't know about this earlier on, how could he not have at least asked questions? We knew a month ago, for instance, that this had caused emergency responders to be late responding to a cardiac arrest, to a missing toddler, to a car that crashed into a house. Why was the governor not sorry then? Why is he only sorry now to discover that his office has fingerprints on this? So I think these are the outstanding questions that we have going forward is really, again, it's always a question, what did the governor know and when did he know it?
Well, and some of the other questions raised, why didn't he? And some people are thinking this themselves as they think about their own states and what would happen if an entire town was gridlocked for not one, but two and three and 4 days, if maybe in the second day a powerful governor such as he is, would have said, what's this traffic study? is this beneficial? Stop it.
Well, I think that's true. The governor, what he said last month was, I didn't even know about this traffic. I didn't even know about these shutdowns until I read about them in the newspaper. But again, from the emails earlier this week, we know that on the Friday of the traffic shutdown, so the fourth day, the governor's spokesman, his chief spokesman, knew about this and crafted an answer with the governor's two top appointees at the Port Authority saying this is just a traffic study, it's no big deal. Again, you have to wonder why the governor's staff did not say to these appointees at the Port Authority, why are you guys doing the traffic study? Why isn't it the traffic engineers who are doing this traffic study?
Yeah, all these questions. Meanwhile, yesterday, Christie excoriated the former top aide Bridget Kelly, who's very clearly implicated in the emails that were released, and a former ally and friend, Mr. Wildstein, who he went to school with. He distanced themselves from both. He said that Kelly had lied to him. He said that Wildstein was a teenage loser, and he reminded reporters, Christie did, that he was class president, that they didn't travel in the same circles. So one of the questions being raised by, for instance, the New Republic, which has laid out some questions they want answered, is will these aides seek payback? Have we heard anything?
Well, I think the other person that we don't want to leave out is Bill Stepien, who's his two-time campaign manager. They're all very, they're in the same circle. They're close friends. I think at some point these aides are going to say, hey, wait a minute, we were all very loyal to the governor, and there may be some incentive for them to speak because they're just going to want to defend their own reputation. He has called her, he said it was abject stupidity what she did.
Well,
that's a pretty harsh criticism.
Well, that's pretty harsh. And what about what was at the heart of the bridge closing, at least according to these released emails, that this was punishment for the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee who had not backed Governor Christie's reelection bid? We know that 50-some-odd Democratic elected officials did endorse him. Is anyone wanting to look into why they did?
Well, I think, you know, there was always, I covered this race, and there was always the whispers that that these mayors who were endorsing Christie were afraid not to endorse him, that they were being leaned on really hard. Christie was also leaning on, for instance, he was leaning on black pastors because he wanted to get support from the African-American and Hispanic communities. So he was really pressuring people, and mayors felt that they could not say no because the governor of New Jersey is the, it's called what, the most powerful governorship in the country. He has incredible powers. He's one of only three statewide elected officials. The other two are the state senators, U.S. senators, sorry. So he's got incredible powers to appoint people, to hand out money, and mayors were aware of that and were afraid of that. And again, we have to look at, you know, there's another mayor whose town is a Port Authority town, the mayor of Harrison, a Democrat, who did endorse the governor, and his town is being rewarded with a new Port Authority train station. So we can't say that it was a reward, but you do have to ask the question why one is being praised and rewarded.
Right. Well, and how are Republicans responding? This, of course, was a glittering potential 2016 presidential candidate. We have a new poll from the conservative Rasmussen, which shows that 56% of New Jersey residents think Chris Christie should resign if he knew about the bridge closures. Again, we don't know that. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina told NBC, "It seems to me that this whole bridge thing reinforces a narrative that's troublesome about the guy. He's kind of a bully." What are you hearing from the party?
Well, I think that same kind of thing. Bobby Jindal apparently was asked about it this morning and sort of, you know, ditched reporters, didn't want to say. I mean, nobody is coming forward and saying, okay, Chris Christie has put this behind himself. I have heard some Republican consultants saying this, but I have not. But I think other Republican politicians, and again, conservatives were wary of Christie to begin with, so I think they are not being so full-throated in their praise for what he said yesterday.
Well, you have a GOP strategist, Rick Wilson, who told the National Journal that you're going to see conservatives returning the favor he gave them over the last year. And this, of course, refers to Governor Christie's praise of President Obama in 2012 after Hurricane Sandy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and just one last question briefly. What do you think of, what are the chances of this lawsuit that these New Jersey residents want to make into a class action suit?
You know, I haven't seen the lawsuits. I read about them. I don't think that they have much merit, not that they don't have much merit. I think that they probably don't cause that many problems for the governor. I think the bigger problems for the governor are the U.S. attorney's investigation and the Democrats in the legislature who are going to be subpoenaing his aides and any more email traffic that's out there. Remember that the emails we have now are only the emails that David Wildstein has turned over. There are others out there, and they may have more details.
Yeah. And when people are subpoenaed to testify, they have to raise their hand and pledge, and so we might hear more. Kate Zernike, reporter for The New York Times, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.